morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, it's the peak time of summer, and it's also getting into the peak time of harvest for those home gardeners in the area. Whether you're producing your own food in a backyard garden, shopping at the local farmers markets, or just picking out some fresh in-season produce from your local grocery store, you may be wondering about the safest way to handle some of that produce. We have some great tips here from the staff at the Iowa State University Extension Home Economics Answer Line. Though, if you have been curious about the best way to handle that fresh produce, listen up. Of course, everyone wants to eat fresh produce because if this time of year, when it's fresh, it tastes great. And we all know that eating produce and vegetables in general are a good choice to add to a healthy diet. Fruit and vegetables are good, they taste good, and they're good for your health. But the problem with fresh produce, it may have the presence of pathogens or diseases that can cause illness in humans. Any raw agricultural product that grows in the soil, or may have been treated with chemicals, may have some things on there that you don't necessarily want to be ingesting. However, this is not a reason that you don't want to eat these things. You just need to take a few precautions to make sure that the food that you're ingesting and feeding to your family is healthy and safe for you. Whether the produce came from the garden, farmer's market, or grocery store, some basic precautions, such as washing your hands and washing the produce before you eat it, are good practices. Many people ask if they need to wash the produce if it has a peel or outer skin that will be removed, and in general, that is a best practice just to make sure that when you are handling that peel or outer skin, you don't get some contamination on your hands that would then be transferred to the product on the inside of the peel or skin. The best way to wash produce is under running water and then draining it, rather than washing it in a container of standing water. Or if you want to look at it another way, the best idea is to give your produce a shower rather than a bath. This increases the likelihood of washing away any potential contamination. Also, you want to make sure that any food contact surfaces, such as cutting boards, colanders, countertops, are clean and sanitary so that contaminants won't be introduced into the produce. It's also a good idea, obviously, as many of you are aware, to wash these food contact surfaces between different types of food and produce, such as washing after handling raw meat or before handling different types of produce that may have come from different areas of the garden. There have been a few recent outbreaks that have people wondering how safe food is to eat, and especially whether prepackaged produce should be washed. This last month in July, the Iowa Department of Public Health, in cooperation with the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals, determined that prepackaged salad mixture was the source of a cyclospora outbreak in Iowa. The bagged lettuce in the recent outbreak has mostly worked through the food supply, so there is no danger for folks that may still be purchasing that bagged lettuce. But as with any packaged produce, first you want to check whether the label says that it's ready to eat. Many bagged salads are processed at different levels, so unless the product specifically states on the label that it is ready to eat, it may not have been triple washed or treated in such a way that it shouldn't be rinsed before you serve it to folks. It is not recommended that consumers wash these things that are labeled ready to eat again, because rewashing them may pose more risks due to the possibility of recontamination. If you are wondering about other action steps you can take, that would include making good produce selection decisions. If you're buying at a farmer's market or from a local source, ask the grower if they have taken any sort of on-farm food safety program. Look for a certificate posted at their stand documenting that they have this type of training. Of course, any certification program will not guarantee that the produce is safe, but a general food safety education or knowledge indicates that the person has a good working knowledge of how to handle food safely. At the grocery store, you can look for good quality produce, making sure that there is no bruises, shriveling, or anything else such as mold on the outside of the produce. If you're looking for more information on how to handle food safely, Iowa State University Extension has a number of resources. These can be either downloaded from our online store. Just go to the Iowa State University Extension website and click on Store at the top. Of course, they can also be picked up by stopping in the Cass County Extension office. If you're looking for information on handling and quality of vegetables, one resource you may be interested in is called the Fresh Vegetable Guide, which is available free to download as a PDF on the online store. A reminder that other resources available at the Extension office include a variety of resources on food preservation. If you have so much garden goodness that you don't think you can get through it all before it spoils, food preservation is a great option. The Cass County Extension Office and Iowa State University currently offer 7 different publications on canning and preserving, from a basic one on canning and freezing tomatoes, to freezing prepared foods, canning fruits, canning vegetables, freezing fruits and vegetables, making fruit spreads, making pickles and pickle products, as well as canning meats and jerkies and things like that. There is also a great resource in the Iowa State University Extension Answer Line. That is a toll-free number that goes straight to a home economist and food safety expert on campus. That number is 800-262-3804, or you can also just, again, on the Iowa State University Extension website, type in the search term Answer Line, and that phone number, along with the hours they are available, will be posted there. Also, a reminder that Extension does offer online classes available in food preservation. Those can also be taken in person if there is a group that is interested in taking those. Just give us a call at the Extension office, 712-243-1132. We would be happy to get you more information on the Preserve the Taste of Summer program that helps educate people about food safety and food preservation safety. And of course, if you have any questions about eating safe, fresh food safely or preserving food safely, certainly give us a call at the Extension office or call the answer line. There's lots of information that has been going around lately about things like oven canning, people wanting to know the difference between hot water bath canning and pressure canning. And those are things that are important to know because there are a number of methods out there that are not safe. A lot of people using grandma's old recipes, for example. A general rule, if it's a canning recipe that was created before 1988, it probably should be checked against a current source to make sure that it's been tested for safety. With the oven canning that I mentioned earlier, there is no safe way to do oven canning. So that's another common myth that's going around. So again, any questions about that, or if you have a pressure canner that you need tested, you can give us a call. Again, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Extension office, 805 West 10th Street anytime, or visit us online. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.